This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi confirmed the blast and blamed the enemies of Afghanistan. Rahimi said police and ambulances quickly reached the site and victims were transported to hospitals. He said the nature of the blast is still being determined. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in a western part of the Afghan capital. The victims were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council Saturday at a ceremony in Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
The outgoing head of the European Union's executive branch, Jean-Claude Juncker, had to cut short his vacation and return to Luxembourg for emergency gallbladder removal surgery on Saturday. Juncker, a former prime minister of Luxembourg, is set to step down from the European Commission job on October 31st. This is VOA News. Saturday was a day of dueling rallies in Hong Kong. Tens of thousands of people gathered in downtown Hong Kong to show their support for the territory's government and police. Meanwhile, opposition protesters gathered by the thousands under umbrellas in continuing protests that have lasted now for 11 weeks. The demonstrations began as peaceful protests to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China's legal system. Since then, the demonstrations have evolved into a movement for democratic reforms. Police in Portland, Oregon, arrested at least four people Saturday. They established concrete barriers, closed streets and bridges, and seized a multitude of weapons in an attempt to preempt violence between right-wing groups and anti-fascist counter-protesters. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters Militia group had gathered late in the morning, some wearing body armor and helmets. Police said that they seized the weapons as the protesters assembled along the Willamette River that runs through the city. Officers confiscated metal poles, bear spray, shields, and other weapons from protesters. Police used officers on bikes and in riot gear to keep black-clad, helmet- and mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters, known as Antifa, from clashing with the right-wing groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were in the city for the rally that reportedly drew people from across the country. Representatives of some 180 nations met in Geneva Saturday to agree on protections for vulnerable species, taking up issues that included the trade in ivory and the demand for shark fin soup. The gathering followed 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity warned that more than a million species of plants and animals are in danger of going extinct. Yvonne Higuero is the Secretary General of CITES.
This is therefore a key moment for our convention. It is our opportunity to advance the role of CITES in the conservation and sustainable use of biodiversity.
The World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Species aims to make sure that global trade in specimens of wild animals and plants does not jeopardize their survival. And Italy's hardline interior minister appeared to buckle under the pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant ship after 2 weeks at sea. The Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were processed on the Sicilian island of Lampedusa. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.